On KLYT, this is ABQ Connect.
Hey, thanks for joining us. I know I mentioned it before, but I'm going to mention it again. Freedom Celebration just around the corner. FreedomABQ.com has all the information, including the artists that are playing this year. This free event at Balloon Fiesta Park is this Saturday. Gates open at 3, and you can find the full schedule. The biggest detail I really want to make, because people know where it is by now, and they know probably who's going to be there, and obviously the importance of bringing someone to hear the good news about Jesus. Skip Heitzig will certainly be sharing the good news and be visiting with Andrew Palau, sharing his testimony as part of the evening. The fireworks, big deal. But parking, a lot of people, you know, in years past, it's you know, it is a free event, but paying for parking is required, and we want you to know that well in advance so you're not surprised when you get there. You can save a little bit by going to freedomabq.com to do that in advance. So I hope to see you out there. It's going to be lots and lots of fun. Always fun hanging out with the ladies from CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula and Jennifer are both here. And we are post Mother's Day, Father's Day, baby shower extravaganza. Yeah. What were we calling it?
Ultimate baby shower.
The ultimate baby shower put on by our friends at Family Life Radio. So much appreciated. Listen, often people are like, yeah, they're the other guys. I'm like, no, we co-labor in sharing the truth about Jesus and supporting organizations like CareNet. And they put together this great ultimate baby shower, and we jumped on board. And we're just happy to see that people did respond and did get the needed items for families impacted by crisis pregnancy. So that was between Mother's Day, Father's Day. Pretty much planning on that for next year, too?
Yes, we are planning on it. It's usually Mother's Day through Father's Day. But yeah, we're excited. We are thankful for the community. They came in with about 20,000 baby items.
Wow.
Yeah. So that is between all of our centers. And that just helps to replenish our baby boutiques and, you know, just really helps that mid-year, you know, that mid-year replenishment.
Well, what about the people that are listening now and go, oh, I totally meant to do that.
I am one of those people.
Yeah.
Yes. If you are one of those people that just, I get it, you're busy, work, school, kids, vacations, all the things, you can still go to our website, and on our website under donate, each and every one of our centers has an Amazon wish list.
Yeah.
You don't even have to leave your home. You could literally log on to Amazon, see which center is closest to you in proximity, or just you might have one that's near and dear to your heart. Click on that QR code, and all of our items for that particular center are on that wish list. You can purchase it and have it sent directly to our
nice
centers. Yes.
What's the biggest ticket on that list?
Diapers.
Yeah.
Diapers are so expensive. I don't know if there's, I don't know if you guys have priced them lately, but you're talking $50, $60 for a box of diapers.
You know, it'd be really cool. I don't know if this would be cool or not, but if like maybe there was a diaper service in town that would donate like a certain amount of.
Oh, that would be cool.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. We had a diaper. It was gifted to us for one of our kids.
Uh-huh.
Loved that.
That is so cool.
That's old school cotton.
Yeah. Cloth. Yes. Yeah, no, there's diapers are really expensive.
Yeah.
That's a large ticket item. People will also give, we can't take used strollers or car seats because of the liability and expiration dates. But people are so generous, they will buy brand new strollers and car seats for us to give out.
Yeah, you know, people individually and businesses, and you know, I mentioned, hey man, it'd be cool if a diaper service, blah blah blah. You know, they could, a diaper service or a garage or any other local business can decide they're going to be supportive of what's happening at CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. We're not just speaking to individuals. Like KLYT as a nonprofit, there are local businesses that line up with what we believe and what we're doing.
Absolutely.
And you can do that with CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque at carenetabq.org.
Yes.
To be supportive that way. But I'm glad to hear the ultimate baby shower went well, and then into the open house. If people miss the open house, what did they miss?
Oh my gosh. So we partnered with Family Life Radio. We have all of our center directors there. We provide tours of the actual center. We always like to say, come and see what God is doing, because it allows people to come in and walk through the center. And I won't even say 99% of the time, 100% of the time, people are blown away. They just can't believe how incredible it is and how professional it is and how it looks even better than a regular medical facility, but it's incredible. And they can call us, and we'd be happy to give them tours. We can give them tours before or after operating hours. So Monday through Friday before 8 a.m. or after 4 p.m., we'd be happy to tour them.
Yeah, go check it out. And
before 9 a.m., not 8 a.m.
Oh, sorry. Yes, before 9 a.m.
Yeah, you just walked in with your purse under your arm at 8 a.m., and I haven't settled yet.
If you get me at 7:30 in the morning, good luck.
I'm usually the early bird in the office, and so if you want to come before work,
she is the early bird.
I will be there. If you tell me you want to tour at 7:30,
I love it. This is why I like having you guys, you gals, in studio with us. It's a lot of fun. We talked a little bit about those that may want to be supporting the ministry in various ways, either with donations of items or finances. Let's speak to those who find themselves in a crisis pregnancy, or those who know someone, and really, wouldn't you say just about, you got to be hard-pressed to find someone who doesn't know someone or have known someone that has gone through a crisis pregnancy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But the service is available and what they can expect.
Yeah, definitely. CareNet, again, we are here to meet her where she's at. Give us an opportunity to come alongside and educate and give you resources that you may be looking for or didn't even know that you had. More times than not, they don't understand. They don't realize the support that is out there while they're facing this unplanned pregnancy, this crisis moment. CareNet will help come alongside her and give her that opportunity to think a little bit more outside the box than what she's thinking.
Yeah, and let me speak to, because we're talking about people who know someone in their sphere of influence. CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque for over 40 years.
Absolutely. 43 years.
Has been making them.
44, yes. On the 28th.
Yeah.
They have been making themselves available.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And continue to as things grew. And now there's several locations around Albuquerque, including the medical mobile unit.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, it's kind of like you really kind of have to have an excuse for, not being able to make it to a CareNet Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque. They are so available.
The reality is, Steve, is that we're up against an opponent that has a lot more money and a lot more advertisement out there. But the reality is that CareNet, people know about CareNet through word of mouth.
Yeah.
They know us by an experience that she might have had. We've had clients that come in and bring their friend, like, hey, you know what? I went through this, but CareNet, I wish I would have known about CareNet. So then they tell them about CareNet and then they're blown away. Like, I wish I would have known. And I mean, at the end of the day, it is beautiful to be able to serve our community in that manner. And in addition to not only just the woman, but also the man. And let me tell you, Steve, this year we're seeing more men than we have last year. we're already at the halfway point of seeing the same amount of men that we saw last year.
And in some ways, it's good to hear because we've talked about it before.
Yes.
When he's involved in this process, and he is supportive of life, abundant life, life of the baby, there's a much greater chance that she's going to choose life. So, more means, there's more people in crisis pregnancies. But what I get out of that is okay, well, it's, statistically, it sounds like there's going to be a lot of opportunities for lives to be saved.
Well, and the narrative always says, they're only after just the baby. They only care about the baby. We care about the entire family unit.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Provide services for all. Yeah,
of them.
Yeah.
And so that is part of what CareNet does is we want to serve her. We want to serve him. We want to serve their family. We want to see them be successful in their parenting, in their relationship. And so we're not only after baby. We want to make sure that they are all equipped in having a family.
Yeah, we're up against the break, but we're going to come back. I want to talk a little bit about how we not only are you for the entire family involved in a crisis pregnancy, but you're for the community and that you're going to provide a way for them to come alongside you, whether you have a staff, and then from time to time we'll let people know about the need for staff and volunteers and great events to all go out and celebrate life together. There's one coming up in August we're going to let people know about and opportunities when we come back from the break. We'll do that next on ABQ Connect. Hey, if you happen to join us late today and you missed that earlier interview of the author we were visiting with putting to pen and paper her experience after losing a child to suicide, watch for the archive. Any of the shows, I meant to catch that. Go to abqconnect.online and you'll find an archive there shortly after the show, certainly within 48 hours. The last segment and this final segment, we continue our conversation with staff from the CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. Paula is here, the executive director, along with the outreach coordinator. Jennifer is here. And ladies, thank you so much for being here, and thank you for all the work that you do. When we went into the break, we talked about giving opportunity to the community to come alongside. From time to time, staff positions need to be filled. But we talked about this last time, Jen. Drivers are needed for the medical mobile unit. And look, if you've driven like a small RV or a big SUV, you are equipped. You could do this. Talk a little bit more, Jennifer, about the need there, and actually, what they'll experience. I know last time you said it included kind of the safety and security at events as well.
Yes, absolutely. So we have a medical mobile unit lead, and what we're looking for is to have a staff of volunteer drivers so that way we can get out into the community and park at the local abortion facilities a lot more. Right now we're limited to the time that we can go out because we don't have that additional staffing.
What does that look like as far as scheduling? Like someone said, if I want to volunteer, one day a week, day a month?
Absolutely. So they can volunteer one day a week for 4 hours right now.
It's okay.
Every Tuesday morning
from 7:30 to 11:30.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So by the time, the day starts, you're already done with your volunteer. Right.
7:30 to now. Paula won't be there because she doesn't get in till 9. I had to go there.
Of course she did.
No, but you can be there 7:30. There's plenty of those people that are. That's a perfect time of day.
Absolutely.
I can drive a big SUV. I've got a huge bus RV I drive.
Right.
You are the kind of person that CareNet is looking for the medical mobile unit. And it does exactly what we've talked about before. It is a full
Medical clinic.
Medical clinic. Yes. It is one of the centers. Yes.
It is.
That
our mobile unit. It's our clinic on wheels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And often finds itself outside or near a local abortion clinic.
Absolutely.
Yes. Where they are right there to provide that choice for life.
Yeah.
Prepared to reach out, like you said, Paula, prepared to reach out to the whole family.
Absolutely.
So if you'd like to do that, go to carenetabq.org and you can communicate over the website. But Jen, what number would you have them call?
505-880-8373. Even if they just have questions, they might not know what they're getting into, but they just have questions. We welcome every call. And, you know, we will take them through step by step what that looks like. They can come and visit, tour with our medical mobile unit lead, and just get a feel for the bus.
Yeah. Do either of you have a story of a volunteer maybe that had some anxiety about coming to volunteer and actually verbalized to you, you know, before I started doing this, you know, I had all these doubts and questions, and man, not only is this easy, like any other ministry, I'm going to guess, or most ministries, maybe I should say, you know, we set out to bless others.
Absolutely.
And then you go, I'm blessed by this.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And we equip everybody. So when they come through, we have what's called Compassion, Hope, and Help training, so that they can understand the full scope of the organization. Even as a driver,
right? You don't just,
they might not interact with potential clients.
Yeah.
But in the event that they do, we want to make sure that they're equipped. Yeah,
you don't just throw them in the deep end.
Absolutely not.
No?
No.
Okay.
I mean, you know. Sometimes.
If it was me, Ryman.
We'll be like, he can handle it. He'll be fine.
Yeah. Well, I mentioned also as we headed into the break, we've got about maybe 3 or 4 minutes. Another huge event is coming up in August, and we were talking about this off the air. Jen, I love the way you think, because the Walk for Life is happening August 29th, and in years past, they've kind of gotten underway a little bit later in the morning, but registration is going to start out at Hoffmantown Church in the parking lot.
Correct.
7 a.m.
Yes.
And then folks are just walking around that big, huge block.
Yes.
And the walk starts at 8 o'clock. Much more than a walk, though. Kind of paint the picture what happens that morning.
Oh my gosh, it's actually really fun. We get there pretty early. We set up. This year, we're going to have activities for the kids. You know, bubbles. We always have face painting, and we have like a little mini car show as well, so people can peruse and just fellowship. It's really a time of fellowship. A lot of people don't see each other for a year, right? The year goes by, and then, you know, reconnect at the Walk for Life. And then we just have an awesome time of just celebration. We let everybody go at the same time. So it's camaraderie.
Yeah.
And of course, when you finish is determined, you know, by yourself, right? But we have such a great time. We have partnerships out there of, you know, a couple other organizations that have tables out there. And it is really a community event.
Yeah. So, walk through, okay, you know what? I'm thinking about participating. I can walk around the block over there at Hoffmantown.
Yes.
How does it actually raise money for CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque? What is the process of people deciding to do it, and what's kind of required of them before and after, you know, before and during?
Well, it's for the competitive, right? Like, I always encourage everybody to get competitive. You can walk solo or you can have a team. You can, you know, create a team. This year we have prizes. We have 3 prizes. One for the largest person who raises funds, the most funds, the largest team size, and then the best outfit, because I know our 5K, 10K people, they love to come out in the cutest little outfits. And so we will have prizes for them as well this year. But they can basically go out and they can get sponsorships. And so we have a sponsor form that they can fill out. They can do it all online if they would like to do that. But they would just register, and then they get their own personal link that they can send out to their family and friends.
Yeah.
They can set their own personal goal, and then they can go out and get sponsorships from that. And that's how we raise funds for CareNet.
Okay. So, yeah, I mean, a lot, like, I grew up swimming. So we would have swimming, you know, you get sponsored per lap. But it, before, you just go out, get people to sponsor you to go out and do it. And it raises, and then we've got about a minute, Paula or Jennifer, what happens with those funds?
It goes back to the organization, and it keeps our doors open, our lights on, and services continue for our clients that we
see. Yeah, because the services offered, you mentioned earlier the competition that's out there.
Yeah.
Not only are they getting funds from the government at abortion clinics, but they charge for their services.
They do charge for the services.
And
for a pretty penny.
Right. And the services at Care and Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque for the client is absolutely free, 50-free. But they do need your assistance. Go to carenetabq.org to find out more. If you're in need of assistance, go to carenetabq.com.
Yes.
All right. Ladies, can we do this next month?
Yes. Absolutely.
All right. Paula, Jennifer from Care and Pregnancy Center of Albuquerque, thanks so much. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.